Hang on, it's just trying to connect to the owl.
So one thing the county doesn't do that we do better than they do, they don't have speakers. They just, and so like if they have a public hearing or something, and you know, there's two of us that Zoom quite a bit, and Escalante and myself, like with the Garfield Planning Commission. You just can't hear anything because they got the owl because everybody's behind. And I tried to get Caden to get speakers so that you can at least hear, you know. So I hold my computer up to try to hear with the, almost called in by phone. I figured I'd probably hear better with the phone, you know. Yeah.
Gladys, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry, we have some technical.
Well, I figured that. Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay, I want to welcome everybody to tonight's town council meeting. It is Thursday, March 6, 2025 at 6 p.m. for our AI friend. And first of all, first on the agenda is the roll call. Gladys, we'll start with you online.
Gladys is here.
Josh is here.
John Durant here.
Ray here.
And Judy here. All right. Now, if everybody will stand, we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. Oh, and it's a happy snow day.
Yes.
I was so excited. All right. The agenda. If there are no objections, we will approve the agenda with unanimous consent. Okay. It is approved. All right. Item number four on the agenda, approving the minutes, December 5th, regular minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve the December 5th regular meeting minutes.
John will move to approve December 7th.
Do I have a second?
Josh will second.
Okay, all in favor of approving the December 5th regular meeting minutes, say aye. All those opposed, say no.
Aye. Gladys.
Josh, aye.
John, aye.
Ray, aye.
Judy, aye. Approved. Okay, January 2nd regular meeting minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve those.
Josh will make a motion to approve the January 2nd regular meeting minutes.
All right, do I have a second?
John will second.
All in favor of approving the January 2nd meeting minutes, say aye. Those opposed, say no.
Gladys, aye.
Josh, aye.
John, aye.
Ray, aye.
Judy, aye. All right. February 6th regular minutes. Anybody want to make a motion?
Josh will make a motion that we approve the February 6th regular meeting minutes.
With all the corrections, with the corrections, right?
I do have a comment on that one.
Okay.
But I'll second it first.
So. Okay.
All right. Overall, these AI minutes are improving greatly. I do appreciate the fact that they help us get them out faster. But on the Arts Council presentation, it says the council expresses support for the concept and agrees to explore the idea further, including community input and planning commission involvement. And I got a phone call says, what did you tell us to do? So this is a case where the AI didn't quite catch the discussion, and we will get to that. So I think this is where it's very important that a human look over the minutes and make sure that we'll hope that the software keeps getting better, but we still need to make sure we get it right. So with since I'll be expanding on that tonight, I don't think we need to correct the minutes itself, but I wanted to make that remark.
I mean, I would push back and say that we have a recording that they can reference if they want that level of detail. Like, I don't think we should bother putting that level of detail in our minutes. Like, that is a correct summary of the conversation as presented.
Yeah. Well, Josh, this is a case where I would have to disagree, because I think we intended to make a specific charge to the Planning Commission, and that specific charge should be documented somewhere other than in the recording, so that we all know what the expectation was. So this
but it wasn't a motion, right? Like, it wasn't a motion.
Well, that's where it gets a little garbled, and so we'll do it much better tonight. And
yeah, I think we need to.
The action item should be clear in the minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the action item should be motions coming from us, ideally. Otherwise, it's not really an action item necessarily.
Well, and I think I made it as a more of an informal request. And yes, we probably should have elevated that to a motion. So yeah, that's a good suggestion.
I mean, I think there's some process things we can do on our side, too. Because, well, for reasons that will become obvious immediately, we really need to reduce the minute workload, like, dramatically, immediately. Okay. Well, are you okay to approve them?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Then I have some other things I want to talk about regarding minutes general, but let's
but
get
not
through
the motion on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a motion on the table that we should.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded that we approve the February 6th regular meeting minutes. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no.
Gladys, aye.
Josh, aye.
John, aye.
Ray, aye.
Judy, aye. Okay, the February 6th meeting minutes are approved.
I just want to, I made some edits today. Ideally, we would do the edits earlier. And it kind of gets down to what is the difference between as presented and as amended. So I went in and made edits, and then right before the meeting, you and or Lacey were accepting those suggestions. And I guess I always considered whatever the meeting minutes were that were put out, presented by the staff. Like, traditionally we would go through the minutes line by line in the meeting, right? Or whatever, and amend it. So then it would be an as amended approval, right? But if we do it ahead of time and there are edits pending, it still seems like it should be those edits shouldn't be approved in the document until we vote to approve the minutes as amended. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I just wanted clarification there. Does that sound good to you too?
Yeah, that's fine. It's actually been comments from the council and commission have said, I made the changes and I see they haven't been accepted yet. And so we've been accepting those changes before the meeting for so long now. And some of the time, like if a correction is made during the minutes, then you guys are very clear saying we want to approve the minutes with the edits. But a lot of times there's edits, we've corrected them, and then they're approving that part isn't said. So
yeah,
it's fine that it's being said to be very clear right now that we'll make sure that those edits are not. And it needs to be included in the motion.
Yeah, and this is like the kind of thing we should have in our bylaws. It just talks about all this.
So I think for clarity, as soon as the AI transcripts is available, I think it should be put up, because it is very helpful. I think we need to make sure that when we make corrections, we select the edits our suggestions.
Yeah.
It's not the default. You have to remember to do that. And then everyone can still see the changes, and then we would approve all the changes as Josh said, at the approval vote.
With as amended.
As amended.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm making note of that here.
All right. Is that it?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Moving along to item number 5, department reports. Gladys?
Travel council meeting on Tuesday, and they're going to, it's in Escalante at the, I guess they still call it the old show house, and they're going to be discussing the closure of Calf Creek this summer. So I guess if any of the businesses are interested and have comments, they're welcome to attend. And they could just contact me if they want more details. And I believe that's all I have at this time.
Okay, thank you. Josh?
Let's see, landfill, I called Kelly Shaw with the state, who's basically our compliance officer. I had a nice conversation with her because I still haven't responded and I need to the letter, so I at least called her. She said she can't provide names of firms, but she does know that Escalante just got their closure assessment done used by an engineering firm and recommended we reach out to them. She also said they're getting their metal hauled off by somebody.
Ooh.
So she recommended we talk to Nancy, who apparently is, I think, their treasurer on their website. Nancy Porter's a treasurer, and so I assume that's who she's talking to. But anyway, Shotjess can email and ask her to reach out and try and get that information from them. Otherwise, I got a reply here in the next week and kind of just give them a we're working on it letter. Because even the county's been having a hard time. I also reached out to the county and they're gonna try and get the mattresses hauled off soonish. He said it's back on their list again, but I'll keep bugging.
That's all you can do.
Also, the Q4 report and the annual report have not been filed, so we need to file those too. And then that led me down a rabbit hole about Google Calendar, because I was like, I know I put the annual report in the calendar. And then I was like, oh, I never shared it with my personal calendar, so I can't see it. And then I tried to do that, and there's some stupid permissions issue that won't let me see anything from that calendar on my calendar. So
nice.
It's like another rabbit hole there for us.
And that, I will say, just so that Cindy still hasn't given me the report on it or the paperwork on it, so that's why it hasn't been filed. So I keep following up with her.
Okay.
But I can't do it until she gives me the paperwork. So gotcha. I sent her another reminder today. But I really need that paperwork turned in because we are very behind. But yes. I can't file it till I have that paperwork.
Okay. I can reach out to her too. I need to talk to her anyway about the dump stuff. Okay. That's it on the landfill. I think it would be good. I mean, I talked to Sam about it, the last pity dog. I talked to Ray about it, about getting a bigger piece of equipment up there and trying to dig a bigger proper hole, only because the way that we're digging the pits is using up a lot of space up there because we're not going down very deep. And then between the pit rows, we got to leave 3 to 4 feet of soil so that it doesn't collapse when he digs the next pit. And so we're eating up a room there. Like we're almost using a whole pit, every pit or every two pits, we're eating up a pit and we're not going very deep. So I think, the next time we dig a pit, I think it'd be great to get a big excavator up there and see how deep we can go, how big we can go. And then also maybe do some test holes in other parts of that property that might be possible to put pits in that I don't think have been used yet.
That's probably a really good idea because.
I mean, that's basically what Sam told me to do right after he said we have about 3 years of space left up there. So. I'm just going to try and do what Sam told me to do.
Did the state have a depth that we can't go past? How deep was it? I remember.
I think it's like 30 feet deep or something is what's in the permit. It's crazy big pit.
Wow. I didn't know.
We're supposed to notify them every time we do a pit. And they're supposed to come out and inspect every time we close a pit. I mean, it's a whole thing. So, I mean, it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But I mean, the main problem is that we're running out of room. So we just need to start going deeper, I think. I don't know. So anyway, that's fun at the landfill. Let's see, fire department. I think the EMT training is going pretty well. Don't have anything to report on for the fire department. Oh, Garfield County they started doing digital dispatches. And somehow the software we got is tied into that, which it should be, when we started getting all these dispatches from Penguich. So they are making progress on getting digital dispatches going across the county. So that's pretty exciting. And then, let's see, Boulder Wildfire Council, been Judith's been flogging me to get the EOP done, which is definitely on my list, and I hope to start working on it this month. So I'm sorry, Judith, I know you're present. I apologize for that. You haven't got it done yet.
Well, we've let her know that you have a life too when you've been out of town and been busy.
Yeah, I mean it's there. Mind. Forgot about it. So yeah, I guess on that note, one thing that we might want to talk about this month, if it stays wicked dry, which it probably will, is we might want to bump up our fire restrictions to start in April instead of May.
I thought about that too.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for this, I would say we should start it now. But yeah, anyway, I think that's something we should strongly consider for next month. Because fires do happen in that time of year for sure. Okay, that's all I have.
All right, John.
Okay, roads. Counties agreed to do the grading along the shoulders of Lower Boulder Road, and that's when they get to it. Hopefully, people will not have stuff parked along the side of the road when he comes by to do the work. We'll be repairing potholes in Lower Boulder Road and Boulder King Estates once spring comes and the asphalt plants start working.
Okay, cool.
And that will spend about 2/3 of our roads fund probably by the time we get that all done.
You know, if David Duggs would give us a heads up, maybe a week ahead, we could pegboard something, send it out, and advise people that we are finally getting that done, and could they please move any equipment or cars or vehicles, you know?
Okay, great suggestion. Thank you. I'll follow up on that.
Okay.
Okay, and then Arts Council and planning I'll talk about later.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we've got those as agenda items further down.
Okay. Right.
So not really, not really anything with my departments. Kind of going back to the park committee, I you know, we still don't have a functioning park committee, and maybe I'm just thinking as we get closer to spring, it would be nice if we could get that in place. You know, to help with park items. It's just trying to generate some interest, as you know, to help with those positions. So anyway, that's what I have.
All right, thanks. And I really don't have anything. Pam came in the other day and I forgot to ask her about the tree committee, but I know that I don't think they've really even had a meeting so far. I think that probably we're looking at spring when they get things together, unless somebody else has heard something. On Tuesday they did. Oh, do you know what it was? Yeah. I'm surprised Pam didn't say anything when she came in. Okay. All right. Item.
Wait, no.
Oh, yes. I keep forgetting. Erin isn't here, so Jessica.
I don't think that I have. I don't think I really have anything in particular necessarily to report on. Yeah, no, I think everything else is pretty good. I am gonna report for Lacey. She had something that she wanted me to report to her, but she is not able to actually be here in person. So I'm just gonna read this quickly of what she wrote. Dear town clerk and council, I'm writing this letter to inform you that I need to step down as deputy clerk. My work with the Little Bone at Hell's Backbone Grill and motherhood has filled my plate more than I imagined in an effort to have a work-life balance. I need to work less for the town. I'm willing and able to stay on as the treasurer as I have a comprehensive knowledge of Polaris and reconciling the accounts. This would be roughly 2 hours a month and I would be available to work 5 hours a month maximum. I appreciate my time with the town as I've learned so much and it has helped my family and I when I needed it. I appreciate the council so much and have enjoyed my time working with all of you. Sincerely, Lacey. So she wanted me to be able to pass on that information as she's trying to open a new food truck. So,
yeah. Well, and I know she's had added hours there. So,
yeah.
The fact that she wants to stay on as treasurer will be a huge, huge help for the town.
Yeah.
With what she knows. So,
it will.
That's really good. And the new mayor coming in, you guys can address how you want to handle that and advertise for it. So, yeah. All right. We're moving into item six, which is public comments. 3 minutes max. Who would like to speak? Go ahead. Yep, you got to come up and give us your name.
Say
and
your name.
3 minute max.
Okay. This is Scott Brody, and I was asked by Keith Watts to speak to give some historical context on, I think, your agenda item 13, which is the town restrooms. I just wanted to say that I was the park committee chair for several years, and I can't recall when that was, but it was when we applied for a UDOT grant to create the lower park that has been now created, but not through that original grant. We applied and were successful in getting that grant. One of the agreements with UDOT at that time was that they would install signs on Highway 12 that directed the traveling public that there were restrooms there. And there was quite a bit of pushback among people in town that didn't want that, that didn't want to direct traffic to those restrooms.
I don't have anything.
Thank you, Ashley.
Hi, Nancy Tosta. I know John said later on the agenda you have PC discussion talking about priorities, but I wanted to give you an update on where we are because it'll affect some of your agendas over the next couple of months. So bylaws, we thought we'd pass them last month. Michael significantly rewrote them, so we've created a whole new document. I think it's much cleaner and simpler. I'm hoping next week we will approve it and then pass it on to you for your April meeting. The RSDR code that you asked us to look at, Tina and Nick formed a subcommittee of the Planning Commission and have done yeoman's work on taking a look at what's in the code now, what might need to change. You may have seen a notice on Pegboard asking for public input on the RSDR code. We're going to have a public meeting at our next meeting where we just have the opportunity for informal discussion. We have drafted a new version of the code. We're not going to be talking about that so much next week, or we'll be talking about it after we hear the public comment, but our intent is to have a public hearing, draft the ordinance between our meeting in March and our meeting in April, have a public hearing on the ordinance in April, and then pass it on to you in May. So it would be for your May meeting. Duplexes, we will have a discussion about code changes as John outlined in a memo to the Planning Commission at our meeting next week. I think we will also have a public hearing on that, those code changes in April. And so pass that on to you in May as well, as was the direction you gave us. The general plan, we've been marking up the general plan. It's in our meeting folder for our meeting next week. And I hope that what we can do is have a discussion in our joint meeting to be scheduled. I know it's on your calendar tonight and it's on our calendar next week to talk about when that joint meeting might take place, whether it's the end of March or the end of April, depending on people's availability. The thing about the general plan that I think all of us on the Planning Commission agree is that it underlies so many other things that we're trying to do in town. And one of the things as we've worked through the ordinances, and as we've been going through the general plan, a lot of the things that are set as goals and policies aren't supported in our ordinances. And so, you know, this is the challenge. Our ordinances are kind of a mess. That's trying to make sure that we affirm that we believe what the general plan says, and then working to say, how do we make the, or how do we actually implement the general plan in a way that we think is the right way to do it through our ordinances. So that's all sort of a process. I think it's going to take some time to go through the changes we need in the general plan. Josh asked me for comments on the Elizabeth proposal. Is this the appropriate time
sure.
to say something?
Yeah.
It wasn't publicly available on the website, by the way. Elizabeth did share a copy. So the new website, absolutely. We've been talking about a website update for years now. I think ways to more cleanly present documents, fill in and submit applications, pay fees. I mean, all the things that people normally do on websites these days for most organizations. So I think that's a really important function. Then the need to look at processes and make improvements. I think that's also a critical function. So everything from the timing, just like you were talking about the calendar, Josh, and when do you have to submit reports? What has to be done to meet state requirements when? I mean, all just documenting these processes and having, I don't know, folders or even online sort of descriptions of this is what the town has to do to meet the requirements that have been set. So I think it's an important piece of work. I would definitely support having someone, and Elizabeth's probably a very appropriate person as she knows how the town works. And then lastly, I wanted to say there's no shortage of work for the PC. I mean, we have outlined a lot of sort of a few months in advance of what we're trying to do. We are advisory to you and you set our agenda, but it's challenging when you throw things at us that have pretty quick turnarounds when we've laid out, you know, this is what we want to be working on. So I just asked you to be conscious of that. We're working hard. We're trying to do more work in subcommittees and then bring things back to the full commission. So I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate that, Nancy.
Yes.
Thanks for your
good report. Okay. Any more public comments? Go ahead.
I don't know if anybody else is in the audience, but can you hear me? This is Keith Watts.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I wanted to speak to the park town, the town park restroom situation, and I really appreciate your putting that on the agenda and all the work that you do. I go to the park quite often, and it's gotten to where sometimes during the tourist season where the septic system is starting to smell pretty strongly. And I think that having it be a public restroom is maybe beyond the capacity of the septic system. And in talking to Corey, I know that it's also added to his workload. I used to be one of the owners of the Bird Trail Grill and Outpost. And when they tried to open the bathroom then, we were one of the ones that said, we'd rather that there not be a public bathroom because it would drive people into our store and restaurant to use our bathrooms, which brought us business. And with that in mind, I went and talked to Jamie Skidmore at the Anasazi State Park, where they have lovely bathrooms. And she said that she would welcome having the sign moved from where it is for the Boulder Town Park up to the Anasazi Town Park sign. It says they have a bathroom, but you can't really see it. It's in brown. If they were to put the blue sign there, it would bring people into the Anasazi State Park. Where it would their numbers matter to them on their credibility with the state, and it would also bring them sales through their store. So she would be happy to have that. And I was wondering if the town might consider talking to, and I also talked to Corey, who said that it's really increased his workload to have to clean the bathroom, especially if there's been, as one of our Bertrand employees called it, a jack of all trades, where somebody made an awful mess in the bathroom. And I think that's a lot of work for him, and not to mention the supplies of toilet paper costing the town. So in that, there's now that the museum is reopened, that there would be a public restroom available there. And when I talked to Corey, he said that there's someone in the DOT that takes care of signs specifically. So if you were to write them a letter and ask them to move it and explain the situation, I think that we could get where our TARC, we're not closing it to other people, but people that want to stop and picnic or take a walk, wonderful. But if they're just coming to use the bathroom, I don't think that's the best use of our park. It's getting quite crowded there on some busy tourist days. So that's my comments, and thank you all very much.
All right, thank you, Keith. Anybody else with the public comment? Josh will have to look up. Okay. Good. All right. Doesn't look like anybody else, so we'll move on to item number 7, review and approval of plan for short-term administrative support. We talked about this, especially at the last meeting, and it really has my full support. Seeing what Jessica does and having a feel for what goes on that in that office, and for how many things that we need to get done and wanting to go digital. There's so many things that we can use help with. Elizabeth has presented her fees and what she would charge us to do the website, which we definitely need. My personal opinion, and we'll make a motion on this down the road, but I'd kind of like to have a little bit of discussion so that we can let those online also know what's going on before we get into making a motion on this. And I'd like Elizabeth to come up if she would and talk about that. But first, does any of the council have anything to say, any input before we have her come up?
I think a discussion before we make any motion would be very appropriate.
Okay. Josh? All right.
Yeah.
Well,
let Elizabeth come up and then talk about it.
Okay, we're all in agreement that we need to do something. So, Elizabeth, if you'd like to come up and
yes, Elizabeth Julian. After Jessica requested that I submit a proposal to do administrative support, so separate from a website. They were two different requests, so, and I just put them in one letter, but it was to provide, I don't actually have a copy of the letter in front of my proposal in front of me, I apologize, thank you, Jessica. I didn't think about it as I walked out the door. That's much more helpful. So I just said I was writing to express my interest in providing administrative support to the town, specifically to the clerks, town council, and planning commission, as requested by Clerk Jessica LaFever. So the administrative support that I could offer would include, but is not limited to, the following services. So it's process management, which encompasses tracking projects and deadlines and implementing executive functioning tools and strategies to enhance the efficiency and the effectiveness of everyone's roles, whether it's town staff, clerks, or people on the town council or the planning commission. And so some of the things that has been discussed that both I've heard tonight, and I've talked to both Josh and John reached out to me, and I've talked to Jessica, is just helping come up with and creating processes that allow things to be more transparent and to have easier flow of communication between the staff, the town council, and the public. And so that things that are happening, so it also frees up the clerks in general, their time, as I guess all staff, because a lot of the things that they're needing to do, people don't see, but then the things that maybe aren't happening are what gets seen. And so then that's what people complain about. And so to avoid that and to make, Jessica specifically said, like, time management and specific tasks to support her and the other staff in effectively carrying out their jobs at their hourly rate. And so additionally, I proposed, and it was based on last meeting, and then I spoke with same Jessica, John, and Josh reached out to me, that I do have the ability to propose creating a new town website or working with figuring out what are the needs of the town and using one of the available templates or, you know, sites that are approved with the necessary functions of a government website, to do it in a user-friendly platform that would enhance the town's online presence and provide a more efficient way to communicate with the community, officers, and staff. The website will provide communication, increase transparency, facilitate online transactions, and provide a platform for community engagement. And so I provided information on that, and I can answer questions. I listed in my thing, you know, the experience I've had both in the administrative support as well as the website design and maintenance and maintaining. I think one of the key things is having a website that's easily maintained by the staff. So it doesn't create, so it can stay up to date without a lot of extra things.
And 101 reading for all the rest of us, yeah, when we get on the website.
And I think you could do it really easily and even have little tutorials of, like, explaining in pre-done videos, explaining people how to use it right away. So there's a lot of things you can do to make it so both the people that are very used to using online and the people that aren't, but then also have the ability that any of, you know, that things are able to be processed online, but then people that want it can either come in and get a hard copy or print a hard copy at their home. So it doesn't eliminate, you know, and that would be up to the discretion of town council, planning commission, if and ever they eliminate accepting paper, pencil, hard copy things, or that wouldn't be a process that I would choose, as far as one direction or the other. That's not my place. You know, I'm not a voting member. It would just be proposing ways to make things efficient that allow both options, but that is searchable so people can find the things they want, and to instruct both people on planning commission, town council staff, as well as the public on how to use them. And it'd be pretty easy to make, you know, how-to tutorials.
Anybody got, Gladys, you have any questions?
I do.
Okay, Rick.
Just curious, how long would it, any idea how many hours it would take you to create a new website for the town? I mean, there's all these associated documents, and I'm curious.
I think coming up with the basic website is one thing, and then figuring out what's getting transported. I know when I've done other websites for people, the very first step is kind of doing a spreadsheet of what you currently have. So it's recording each ULR that you have, and then going across and doing a column of, like, we don't need this, we do need these parts of it, or revise the whole thing. And so you're first taking what you have and kind of going from there, also making sure that you're in compliance with what's regulated, that is a requirement for the town. As far as the documents and all that of how you do it, it would depend, because, like, for a lot of it, we have different sources that are already searchable, so you don't need them twice. And so it's just making sure that you're most current, but that's something the staff would be able to provide. These are the documents, or, you know, the various people in the roles, and then you put them on. And so it would be a joint collaboration between the staff. The actual site itself would be just kind of putting it there and organizing it the way, based on discussions of what you all believe, what the staff thinks, and what are the requirements.
And I guess I'd like to chime in a little bit on that and give it a little bit more scope. So when we're talking about something like a website, actually what we're talking about here is fully digitizing every aspect of our operations, like we need to, like the state's going to require it basically, and it mostly does in a lot of ways. So it's not just a website or and email or online payments here, and these things are in silos. This kind of all, to be done well, this all needs like pre-planned and thought out as a complete system of integrated tools that we use that make it easy to maintain and simple to execute. So basically phase one would be sitting down and defining the scope of work that would outline how much time it actually takes to do what, and then prioritizing what we want done given our budget, if that makes sense. So in some ways it's an easy question for Elizabeth to answer and say, oh, I can do a website X amount of hours, but is that the website we want? Does it have the functionality we need? Does it provide us the tools that we need moving forward? So it doesn't, like, we don't want her to answer that question yet, actually, is what I'm
responding to. I think, too, with that, to both to jump on what Josh was saying, but to answer your question right, I think some of the administrative support needs to come first, because you have to figure out the processes and what it is that the town council, the planning commission, and staff need and evaluate it. I have a pretty good sense of the direction that people are wanting, but not 100%. And so even in that, it's figuring out that those steps first. That was the first thing I was asked to do. And then at the same time, they're like, oh, we also add on the website. And I was like, well, sure, I can do that. But it is a comprehensive project of like making sure that all the pieces go together and that it's actually working smarter, not harder, you know, in that you're freeing up a lot of the time that the staff is spending on certain projects so they can do other ones that are necessary.
Okay, so I have a question. So I saw that on the website, Elizabeth, that you quoted 3,000. Now, was that total or is that the basics and then you add on later? Is that what it is?
It's to get everything going. And so the idea is that if it's a website that the clerks or staff are running, then you're getting everything on and you're teaching them so that way they can maintain it. If that was at least how it was presented initially. I know after that, even Josh was saying how there's all these different platforms that are available already that we could use. And so I said, it's a bigger conversation to kind of have of what. And so I don't know if you're at a place to actually decide on a price or a movement other than, yes, we need a new website. And yes, we want to plan for it. And maybe that's something that's presented at your next meeting. And the other one is to get started on the processes and the support for administrative staff. So you kind of know what you need. That to me makes more sense, to be perfectly honest, is that you start with the step one and then you kind of build into it with a goal. It needs to have a pretty quick turnaround and you can still add more to it. It would not include, which I did write in there, that it doesn't include any platform fees. So like someone hosts your website and whoever that is, that would be an additional fee. And it would be something that I would present to you that these are options you have and these are your choices. It wouldn't make decisions because they all are things that you all would need to vote on because they do affect your budget.
And maybe if I can just give a little, like, the things that might be asked of you guys to decide is certain things like we had talked previously about how to make it really easy for like the agenda to be put online and then the documents that go along with it. Right now, the system that we have is fine, but it's a little clunky. There's a lot of work, like just of how you have to upload it, the way that you do so, it takes quite a bit of time. Where now there's certain softwares or programs that we can just upload into the website that will kind of take care of all that. And there's a different interface for, you know, the public versus on the backside for the council, things like that. And then there's also things like a bigger question of like all the data that we have on the website as of right now. So as a state law does not actually require us to have it digital online for the public. And so that is something that you can decide that if you choose that you do not want to move that all over, that will cost less. But if you do want someone to do it eventually, you're going to have to pay someone. It's not, I mean, that's a big time consumption. If we do want to, it is very important for the public to have that information. And so it would be nice to have that conversation about having someone do that either now or later, if that's Elizabeth, and have a plan that maybe it's not even right now, but in a little bit. Those are kind of the things that we need to talk about, along with, you know, making like applications live, like Elizabeth was saying, to fill them out online, being able to take payments online, So all those things just add another level of, you know, what actually kind of needs to be included in the website. And it's kind of what we've been working on, but those are the things that kind of need to be decided when we talk about what you want in a website.
And to jump on what Jessica said, it was something that was presented back when, within the last year that I was on town council, there was a public presentation and then it was sent out to the people that were on both planning commission at the time and town council. But it was of what Jessica's discussing is instead of having to post and, you know, upload different documents in multiple locations, the website, the public meeting notice and Google Drive, there's ways that you can streamline it. And we presented it and then it ended up just getting pushed back and pushed back because other items were more hot topics that were happening in town. And so they took up the whole meeting and we were going till midnight and that was just how it went. So some of it has been presented before, but it just never was executed. And so I was asked at that time, but it was also then a conflict because I was on town council and to then also be able to provide the training and support to the staff. And so there's not a conflict right now. So that is some of it. And I think the only people, well, Gladys, Judy, and Jessica were all here as in the meetings for those. And then John was part of planning commission at the time and it was presented to both. So.
And most of what held that up was we can integrate some of that with the town website as it stands right now. The town website is pretty clunky. And so it was a better idea that we wanted to wait to get the new website and then integrate this stuff.
Yeah. And for all of them, they're just links. And so it's like when you click. And so it's some of it can be integrated as of the new one rolls out. But there are ways to integrate it. And I do have that background to be able to do that, you know, as soon as possible. And then, but it is training both elected officials, appointed officials, staff and the community equally on using these. And, you know, like things that Jessica was saying is that, you know, there can be things that have different, you know, if it's a working agenda and there's attached documents or some things aren't public information, some are, there's different levels to come in. So there's a public view, there's a staff view. Obviously people on council and the mayor have more executive powers, right? And so if you can do that thing, and then similarly, a lot of the programs, like if you were to, Ray, I'll use your example because I keep looking at you, but like when you were applying for your permits to be able to do the park up at your property, right? When you were doing things, it would come in that you, if you chose to do it online, it would then have gotten sent to the zoning administrator. They approve it, then it automatically goes to next people or they bring it back to you. But it's also something like if the CUP application is uniform. So the fields are being entered, the attachments are being added, but then when it's submitted, it comes out as one clean PDF that looks the same. So it allows the public, the town, and the members of the voting, whether it's planning commission or town council, have the same thing they're looking at every time, as opposed to kind of like, well, this person presented it this way and this person presented it that way. And so it actually makes your job of being prepared for a meeting easier. And so it's those types of things. And that would be, I would say, the focus is that top portion of the proposal, that first thing, which was the administrative support. And then specifically things like Jessica and Josh brought up, you know, the calendars that are both public things and private, you know, to make sure that was kind of that talking about deadlines and making sure things aren't. And it's things that happen in the building, whether, you know, it's weekly, monthly, annually, things that need to happen, that nothing is falling through the cracks and everything is, there's sufficient reminders for those that need them.
Couple comments here. One, definitely we need to do this. I think we need to get it approved tonight and move forward. One thing, you know, regarding administrative procedures, I think the one thing we have to be incredibly realistic about how small Boulder is and how limited our resources are and how shallow our bench of qualified people is, which means in every case, we really have to ask the hard question, do we even need to do this at all? Can we simplify it? Can we streamline it? Can we eliminate a requirement? Example I use is our $5 business licenses for home business. Like, is this what? Why are we even bothering with it? What problem is it solving to be having the town clerk have to process a $5 transaction for ever. So we need to look at it that way. And what that ties into is I fully agree with the first step being to scope out what the issue, what work is needed. Because in my experience, when projects go haywire, it's usually that people got down into the details before they had an overall plan of what they're trying to accomplish. And I would like to see, you know, with what we're asking you to do, some monthly deliverables. That doesn't necessarily mean a finished project, but a month from now, okay, we expect to have a scope of work.
Absolutely.
We expect to have a proposal for how we're going to do X or whatever. So with as long as we do that, I'm very comfortable with this as being a not to exceed contract, because that also says, well, okay, if we're not getting, how long have we been told that somebody was working on the website and nothing happened? So, some intermediate deadlines and deliverables will be helpful.
Absolutely.
So I'm in favor. I think, Josh, you want to make the
phone? Yeah.
Just a minute. Gladys has a question.
Go for it.
Is that okay if I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead, Gladys.
Okay, sorry. I just barely found this. I didn't see it earlier in the day. Okay, is this a position, though, that we need to find, that we need to advertise for, or are we okay, we just go ahead and do it?
Yeah, it's not an actual position. It's just contracted work.
Okay.
This isn't something like we're not employing Elizabeth for.
Yeah, I think that calling it administrative support is misleading. It's more business process development consulting. So it's not like Elizabeth isn't going to be sitting here filling out forms instead of Jessica. That's not the intent here whatsoever at all. We are looking to improve processes in a way that is not necessarily an appropriate expectation or ask for any given clerk to do on their own in the role. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just want to say the expense up front is really going to pay in the long run because, you know, everything has been manual for so long, and even half and half is not acceptable. We need to go all the way and get it done. And we have the money to do it, you guys. We've also got the money that's left over from ARPA. We can use those funds. It's like with doing our ordinances and stuff, there are certain things that need to be put in place. And once this is done, having sat over there where Jessica is and not knowing anything coming into this with the transition with Judy, I'm telling you, it is important because you can miss the slightest thing, and a calendar bringing it up will make all the difference in the world. It can be really overwhelming. So I'm definitely for it. Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, does anyone else have any other questions?
I can make one comment.
Okay.
As thinking about from the other perspective, something that I might recommend is that if you all did either a cap of a dollar amount or cap of an hour, and then say that it has to be reevaluated before it moves on. So one, you can make sure that the things are being deliverable, that you're getting updates once a month so you know how the money is being spent, and you're also seeing the outcome that it's worth the expenditure of a contracted physician.
Yeah, that's good. All right, any more? Gladys, do you have any more comment or questions?
Okay. No, I'm fine.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion. How do you want this?
Okay, I have one written, so I'll throw it out there.
And I'm not going to repeat it if it's a long one.
Yeah, it's not very long.
Okay.
Ray wants to repeat it. I saw him start to say.
I make a motion that we sign a contract with Elizabeth Julian to provide website and process development consulting services per her proposal in an amount not to exceed $5,000.
Do I have a second?
John will second.
Okay, so I picked 5,000 because anything above that, we should probably get bids. So,
correct.
That's why I picked the highest amount we could.
Can you say those separately, though? Because those are different. I mean, you would hire, those are two separate things. So you rolled them into one, but like you could almost go 5,000 for a website and 5,000
for
contracted work.
It's entirely within scope for us to define our scope of work and for Elizabeth to come back with a fixed price proposal for website development that we approve separately.
Okay.
Cool. I just wanted the scope of the services to include that for now, because we could say end up going with TownCloud and implement that and not have her develop a whole new website from scratch and use their service instead.
Yeah.
But we want her to help manage that process, right? So that's why I phrased it that way.
Awesome, thank you.
And I guess I'll just say, and this goes for John too, we're about a third of our way through our term. Next month we'll be a third of our way through the term. And it's become very clear to me that, I mean, I do this kind of work for a living with implementing electronic systems, so I can see what needs done. And it's far beyond my realm of possibility to do the work it takes to get there. I've also worked closely with Jessica enough to understand what her strengths and weaknesses are, and also looking at this town as a whole and realizing our labor pool for this job is about this big, right? And it's just not a reasonable ask to expect someone to come into this role and to be able to implement these systems from scratch after someone was doing it all paper-based for 50 years and pay them what we're paying Jessica.
Right.
Those two things are never going to align here. So we have to bridge that gap somehow. And if we don't, we're going to burn out every staff member that we ever have, and there's going to be nothing documented. I mean, we really have like the worst of both worlds right now, where we have just enough digital stuff that, and it's just manual enough that it's nearly impossible to do it right every time. It's the worst combination. This is a critical, critical need. This is probably the most strategic thing that we might have in front of us in my entire 4-year term. And I mean that for this town. That's how emphatic I am about moving forward with this. Elizabeth is the perfect candidate.
I agree.
And on all fronts, because she sat in our seat before. She knows all the state law from working at the school. It's perfect. It's just the perfect candidate to have. And I mean, I'm sure some people probably think her hourly pitch in her proposal is a bit high, but she will definitely be at least twice as efficient as Jessica at doing all of these things. So just think of it that way.
You had me sold at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. All right. So it's been any more comments?
I would just pick up. I'm not sure we necessarily need to make it as an amendment to the motion, but the idea that we will get monthly updates on progress and toward specific deliverables.
I think we should put it under staff upcoming work and priorities under that. We already have a standing agenda item. We'll just make it part of. It'll naturally come up with that, but we can
The expectation would be that each month we set goals for the next month and get a progress report on how we're moving toward those specific goals.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. It's been moved and seconded. That, do you want to repeat it, Josh?
We sign a contract with Elizabeth Julian to provide website process development consulting services per her proposal in an amount not to exceed $5,000.
All right. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Gladys, we'll start with you.
Gladys, aye.
Josh, aye.
John, aye.
Ray, aye.
Judy, aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Can I ask a question that I'm not sure, Jessica, Judy, anybody can answer? I know when you came on, Jessica, just so I have some background knowledge, and then obviously I'll keep talking to people, but there, did you and the other staff ever join the Utah Municipal Clerks Association? Mm-hmm. And are you attending the upcoming April annual conference?
No.
I looked into that last year. To get the certification is basically like a college degree.
No, not a certification.
But then we looked at the
That would be my first suggestion, is looking at the, so the conference is coming up. It happens.
But I looked at it and it's like, it's for a career clerk.
But also there are certain things that may be helpful just to, I would just recommend looking at it because it, after March 10th, the tuition would go up, but there are things like audit prep and compliance is a session, and the election and ballot, as well as legislative updates, because a lot of those have changed and they're really specific. It's just Utah clerks, and that's, and it's in Cedar. It is the first week, but looking at the current agenda on it, and I know that previously clerks had gone and it was how they knew. And those are things that aren't as much processes, but it's learning from, it's the state presenting each one of what is required of each of those things. And so it would be a, my recommendation for you all to keep looking at those. And this isn't the training for the career thing. It is the in, the individual sessions. It is a commitment.
Yeah, last year when we looked at it, it was like, I don't know. It was not official training. It was like, oh, go there. And all of them, none of it looked like official training last year.
No, Josh, I looked at the agenda for this year, and especially the first 2 days are, I felt it probably worth on my own dime going just for my own education. Because as Elizabeth said, there are very specific sessions on topics that, yes, they will be talking about the needs of bigger municipalities, but we're under the same state laws.
Yeah, and it's like digital records management, legislative updates, you know, the election, and, you know, how to administer that correctly. All of those are there. And that's, you know, one of the things. I just hadn't been following it since I had gotten off, so I didn't know where that were as a town participating. Because I know when I came in, that was a part of the clerks and staff's requirements. So.
Yeah. I do want to say,
it is a big commitment, but
that's what I just wanted to say. I have a family and I'm a mom of three young boys, and my husband is out of town all the time. So I just want to make sure that before anyone's like, yes, Jessica, you should go, and make sure you go. There's a lot more to factor into that for me to be able to go and do something like that. And the cost for me to be able to go and do something like that.
Well, we would reimburse your travel, lodging, and tuition.
Correct. But I mean, it would probably be something that, like, my kids would literally have to go with me because my husband is never here. And so that looks a lot different. And so that's, I just want that to be real.
Well, maybe let's look
in
into
this
it
conversation.
And see. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's fine, but I just want that to be a real, it's not as easy for me to just attend as it is for you, John.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's great.
I just wasn't sure where you were. Yeah. If you had, I didn't know if you went last April, for all I knew.
No. Maybe it's online, some of them too. I don't know. You should look into it though.
Yeah. And I do. And you have like a, in the area, we have a specific person that is over each area that you can call and talk to. And so, and on their website, they have stuff too, but I've never like looked in to see if they actually have the trainings digitally. Cause there's a great training that's happening up at the state in just a couple of weeks too, that I would love to go to, but you have to physically go to the state for 2 days. So that was a no-go. Yeah. And I even asked, I was like, is there a way to do the Zoom? And they're like, we don't do this.
We record it. Like ULCT is pretty good about recording. Yeah. It's great to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Elizabeth. That was awesome. Okay. Item 8, Flora CPA meeting. So Jessica's tried forever to get Kyle to come back. And I apologize because I assume, being the clerk and working with him, that he would certainly come back to Jessica. But I thought, well, you know, Steve said he always came back to him. So I went in as the mayor, and sure enough, he came back.
Like,
so,
immediately.
Yeah.
He meet, like, in less than 12 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I've written him email after email after email.
So I really feel bad that I didn't do that earlier. That was an assumption of mine that he would come back to Jeff. So anyway, when would you like to meet with him? Because I can shoot him an email back, or Jessica can, but it'd probably be better if I did.
Yeah. I'm going to let you handle that one.
So given what's happening moving forward, at least for the next few weeks, right, I guess I'll ask. We can make it a public meeting. We're losing our deputy clerk that does our minutes if we all attend. Ray and Gladys, are you comfortable if John and I just have that meeting and report back with some detailed notes from Gloris or you helping?
Yeah, I wouldn't be any help with that meeting.
Gladys, are you okay?
Gladys is fine with that, yes.
All right.
Can Jessica be included in that meeting?
Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, thanks. For sure. Yeah, definitely. Great. No,
Jessica. Okay,
yes, definitely. Okay. Required attendance. Okay, let's then just take this offline and we will schedule it.
All right, and just let me know. In.
Yeah.
And if I have to be there via Zoom, I will be there. If it's before April, if you guys are going to do it quick, which I'm assuming you probably will. So you just let me know what you want to do, okay?
That's also something, because if it's on a Zoom, we can record it for any future.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's people. I even mentioned that. When,
yeah.
Yeah.
We can just record it.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So we will just take that offline and deal with it that way.
Okay. Item number 9, capital improvement plan. John?
We'll make that real quick. I posted an update of the capital improvement plan on the website, and but it really is the same old list we had. We do need some thought into this. I'm scheduled to go for the community impact board training here at the end of the month. But the thing is, to write good proposals to community impact board, you have to have a good case for what you want. And that's what I think we need to think about, is what are our priorities as a community, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10-year timeframes. And that ties in to something for the Planning Commission, that this is the general plan has lots of visionary goals, which is part of what a general plan is. But the general plan is also supposed to direct municipal expenditures and municipal actions. So, you know, I think this is where we need to put in things like, well, do we need another pavilion at the town park? Do we need a soccer field? Do we need a arts and recreation center? Do we need a lot of things?
A water truck for the fire department.
Yes, that's right. So, and I do have the water truck on the capital plan. I do have the expanding parking. We've not prioritized those, but any suggestions on that would be good, so people can just look that document over. And I'll update it as we get suggestions.
Okay, is that it?
That's it for that.
All right. Moving along to the schedule.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the drive.
Yeah, so it's that's the document. Jessica just had it up there but it's in the meeting folder.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll post it afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we go through these individually really quick, or
what the heck?
Got it?
Josh, do you see that document of classes?
Daily building rates, agenda item.
Thanks, gosh. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so daily building rates, renting entire building for the day, and building would be closed to public. Local businesses, $400 a month. Outside businesses, $600 a month.
A day, sorry.
I was looking at month came. Yeah, no kidding. We would be rich. That's right. A day, I apologize. And good job, Gladys, thank you. Okay, so how do you feel about local businesses, $400 a day?
What is it now? We have this somewhere in our documents. Let's see, it was like August of last year. When did this come? I just want to know what is it?
Okay, and I'm assuming when we're talking about a local business, they're going to be doing business at the town hall. You know what I mean? They're going to be selling a product, or you know what I mean? Something like that. Not like for the Christmas market or something like that. I assume those are community affairs. We do not charge.
Yeah, closed to the public versus open to the public, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. An example that I know that Boss has used is the building for their Woofer chorus.
And I don't think that's a bad rate when you figure they're using the whole building plus having the use of the kitchen.
Do you have a separate rate for individual rooms, I think, further down that schedule?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they don't want the whole building, then you just choose the room you want.
This is strictly for the whole building for one day.
Yeah. What is it now? What is their rate now? Like the current fee schedule, what is it? I can't find it.
Gladys, do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, let me go look right here just a second and see if I still have it.
We just had all of this.
We did have a note was on the spreadsheet that I presented. I can't remember what month we had.
Okay. The table I have right now shows for a whole day, non-business is $250 a day, local business $400 a day, outside business is $500 a day.
Okay. So we're basically removing a fee for non-business use, or would that be?
Right. And what would you want to rent the whole building for non-business?
Should we make it like local business / personal? Like, could I rent if I wanted to have a, big party here?
Family reunion or something.
Okay. Right. That's a good point.
Because I'm looking at this from the perspective of like, what weird situation is going to get thrown at Jessica? And she's going to be like, well, it's not technically on our fee schedule, so I guess I can't charge you. It's kind of like Phil Nelson finding that we didn't put travel trailers on our dump fee change and then taking one to the dump the next weekend or whatever. It's like, of course. So I guess I would say...
Again, my feeling is that the main thing local business personal would be good. I think the main thing is that it's no fee if it's open to the public for either the whole building or the meeting rooms.
Say that.
I want to make maybe no fee if open to the public. What about the Christmas market?
That's
because they literally sell goods, and so you're giving them a space to do that.
It's a community event.
Perfect.
No fees open to the public, but cleaning deposit applies. Yeah.
There's a cleaning deposit down there of $100.
Right. But I'm just putting that in your sheet here.
Well,
okay.
But then, for the whole building, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, we don't have it very often that someone rents out the whole building. But the time that it is almost always outside businesses. And it is very nice. Like last year we had the someone. A group of doctors from the U of U rented the whole building. For 4 days. And then we had a yoga group that was in here for 2 to 3 days. And so those types of things that are used for people to bring it, it is almost always outside businesses.
Okay, so the main thing is that the cleaning deposit applies if it's, and I think that's, I think Corey wants that. I think that's appropriate. Even if it's open to the public, someone still gets, we're still getting the $100 for the cleaning deposit or whatever, and then it can get refunded. So someone's on the hook for that. That seems reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair, especially because most people who use the building do an amazing job. Like the one business that does come in that we do charge is the Arts Council for their one thing, the writers conference that they do in the fall. But Cheryl and Steve do clean it to be immaculate. And so it's nice when someone does do that and it's just refundable.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we good with 400 for local businesses? Okay. Outside businesses, 600. That went up, what, 100?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't see anything wrong with that myself.
And after looking at her heating bill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we good with 600?
Yeah.
Okay. Daily rates, renting a specific room or rooms, and room closed to general public.
Okay, so I put two figures there. I don't know whether you want to keep it at 30 or if you want to go to 50. Mm.
And so this will mostly be people, I mean, so like the Arts Council Pottery Workshop, does that qualify for this or not?
No, we don't charge them because they open it up to the public. Right. The Arts Council, we don't charge them for anything except for their their writing.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around what is in scope of this.
So right now, what I really have a lot of people when we actually charge is... like the Boulder Farmstead and the Boulder Irrigation have used this room. And when they do, like they like to be able to open the room up, use it as their meeting room. And then I think the rate was just $20 because they've been paying it. So we have that where they'll come in, they rent the room for their official meetings and it's been $20. We haven't had a lot of the auditorium and the auditorium and the kitchen without it being the arts, something tied to the Arts Council.
Okay.
Very rarely Boss will be under this one for their Knowles training, their woofer.
Okay. So they're going to, that would qualify.
Mm-hmm. Cause they just take that one room in the back.
Okay. I'd like to see what you've got for, I'm thinking of things like the yoga, the dance classes, how they fit into this fee schedule.
Before, I think it's in here, but the way we wrote it last time is that if you're providing
a service for the town.
Yeah, if it was a service to the town, then we were not. Oh, yeah. And if it was not free, but yeah. I mean, so, if they're not charging for the class, then we don't charge them.
Mm-hmm. If it's a donation, okay, fine.
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, you know, this really should be a community resource. We should have people
mm-hmm.
using it, so I don't want to set the fees too high. Again, we may want to make that, do we want to make this a local, non-local difference? Because...
Well, it's in there, actually. It's just not formatted clearly. So there's daily room rates here, and then down there, there's outside businesses.
Yeah, got it. Yeah,
there... So,
I should just
give
this to you.
Yeah, okay, so, thank you. So, okay, so here's a question. Other than Boss,
mm-hmm.
who, okay, so we have Boss, Boulder Farmstead. I mean, maybe we don't have a room rate schedule and we just have a cleaning deposit for any local business that needs or organization that needs it and to rent a room. And then, other than that, it's the building. I don't know.
That's up to you guys to decide.
I believe it or even at the $20, And the reason I say that, at least it would pay for the utilities, hopefully, for an hour that they used it or 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? If they haven't squawked it now.
Yeah, we should make it very cheap. So is Boss renting out just that room, or are they doing the whole building? They're doing
room? It's just that room in the kitchen.
Okay.
Mostly because they go outside a lot.
Okay. And what's the range between 30 and 50? Is this just an idea that you're
Yeah, it's just an idea.
Okay. Here's what I think we should simplify this. If you're doing the auditorium, it comes with the kitchen because it's silly to separate them, I think. They're pretty much one room. So we could simplify the document. If you get the auditorium, you also get it with the kitchen.
That sounds fine to me.
Everyone down with that? Okay. And then what do we do with the cleaning deposit? With the meeting room seems silly to require a cleaning deposit. Auditorium with kitchen might be more appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It can also be something that, like it can be, like to make it a little bit easier for people, the cleaning deposit to say, we can literally just hold a check.
It could what?
Right. Like that way no one's having to actually like
come
up with the money. But if we hold a check and you do.
They clean, then we don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll just give your check back or destroy it or whatever. That way it's not seeming as such a feat for people who are wanting to use it.
Okay. So then I would say let's, what are the, so 30 and 75, let's just set the meeting room at 30, the kitchen with auditorium at 75. That basically only applies to a few people a few times a year. And that's it.
Okay. So the meeting room at 30, is everybody good with that?
Yep.
And then the auditorium and kitchen, are we taking out the auditorium then?
Yes. You can only do it all.
Okay. So, and that will be, what do you want for the auditorium and kitchen?
75 is okay, the lower limit there.
Okay.
So 75, but
I think that's fair.
The refundable cleaning deposit applies. So to rental.
I think that's fair.
And then Gladys did not list out the kitchen because why would you just rent out the kitchen? Not a good idea. I agree with that. We should simplify this. You're renting out that whole room is one room. So you just get it. Okay.
Well, yeah, because if you were teaching yoga, you wouldn't want someone on the other side cooking food.
Yeah, right.
That's a pretty extreme case, but like that's.
And if you're really using the kitchen, you're probably in the room anyway.
Yeah.
In some capacity or want to be. Yeah. Okay. So then outside businesses.
You could just change that meeting room for $100. Don't even put or auditorium because we've got auditorium with kitchen right below it.
100 and then to
so the upper one you have to make that clear, that's daily roommates, local users.
Yeah,
but still keep the end closed, but and those are
yeah, because I think one of the examples is like Black Ledge HOA meeting, right? Mm-hmm. That would be, there's a borderline example of somebody, they're not technically Boulder Town residents, right? Or the draw, actually. I mean, their HOA, their meeting. So would we charge them 30 or 100?
I would assume maybe we say community, not necessarily, you know what I mean?
We
say community includes the,
I think everyone that is outside of Boulder Town boundaries feels a big warm hug for me right now.
Yep.
If you live in 84716, it applies to you.
There you go. There you go.
Yep.
That's cool. That's brilliant. Okay. So we got any outside businesses, organizations. Okay, if we're charging $600 a day for the building, then I
would say let's go up on the meeting room.
I would say double those.
Okay.
Everyone yeah. think that's okay?
Yeah, that doesn't make them add up to close to the.
Yeah.
200 and 400 would be add up to 600. Yep.
Judy, you down with that?
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Pavilion. That would. So, okay.
And I guess I'm thinking in terms of like a wedding reception or something like that.
Right. Do we want to have a daily rates for the pavilion for community users versus not, or I don't know.
I think that the community should be able to use the pavilion.
Well, I think so. I mean, if all this does is say that no one else can use it at the same time, if you're a community member and you just show up and have a barbecue there, you're allowed to.
Yeah, I mean,
this
I guess
is just saying that no one else can
like
be there.
The Harvest Fest or whatever, the 4th of July or whatever. Or what if someone that lives here has their wedding reception there?
I don't think we should charge.
Okay.
I think the only reason that you would charge is for cleaning up the bathrooms.
Maybe have a cleaning deposit.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, so the pavilion, everyone down to that? Pavilion yep. is free to 84716 users. Okay.
And does the town own a, quote, stage?
No. Yeah, the Arts Council owns that, right?
Or is it the Arts Council?
That's the Arts Council stage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's that disassemblable stage that's in the storage that belongs to the Arts Council.
Okay, so then we don't even have to worry. Let's cross out rental of the stage.
Yeah, no, it's theirs. You have to contact them and ask them about it, not us.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Let me check. I actually think the town owns it, but the Arts Council manages it.
What did we do on that?
But I will check later.
Yeah, that at the council meeting.
That was before I was on the town council.
I just know whoever they had to ask.
I can find that answer out for you.
Thank you.
I do know that the Arts Council manages it and that they have a requirement that if you want to use it, you have to already know how to set it up, and that's why they keep asking people.
I think they come in and help
you
do that.
It's similar to the sound system. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be someone who knows how to use it so it doesn't just get wrecked.
In my mind, I'm thinking that we allocated money for the stage at some point for the.
That's why I think the town owns it, but the Arts Council manages the use of it.
Yeah.
That's what I think too.
I think.
But it was before I was on the council.
And it should definitely stay that way. Just stating.
Yeah, for sure. It should stay that way.
Yep.
Okay, so that I've added, I've tagged you here, Jessica. To, if you scroll down.
Yeah, I don't think that people could rent it from you all.
I've tagged you here to, if we want to start charging or whatever, or do you charge? The Arts Council charge? Okay. I mean, it's pretty much only for town events. I don't know.
That's what I say. The only reason I even know any of this is because of the 4th of July, and it just came down to how do we get the stage for the 4th of July? It was like, you need to contact the Arts Council,
and
schedule
I know
it with them.
So, and I was responding to the emails requesting it, just from the Arts Council end of it. So I can explain that. So like they wanted to use it at the lodge for the talent show this summer. And we kept saying, that's fine. You can use it without any charge. It is a town thing, but you have to send it. We, before your event, these four events are happening that it will get set up.
Okay.
So send people to learn how to do it and help us.
Yeah.
And then they can borrow it. And if they don't, and they're like, well, we'll just ask someone the day of. And we're like, no.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
That and makes so, sense. And it was trying to encourage people to
learn,
volunteer to set it up. So it's not the same for people at every event.
Okay.
But it is the, we don't charge people to use it, but they have to have, there has to be a point person that knows how to get it in and out and maintain it, and it, that it's not being left unattended.
Okay, I'm going to remove it then. We have no business screwing with it.
Where is it?
It's in the shed.
It's in the shed. The shed by the pavilion.
Oh, I'm going to
Okay, pavilion, I would say 150 instead of 100 if it's for outside people. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
The thing is, Josh, if a group of people are going to drive to Boulder, Utah to have some kind of activity under a pavilion, $150 is going to mean.
Yeah. Yeah, each car takes more than that to get here. Especially the cars we like to drive in this state.
Renting the tables and chairs as a separate item.
I think we should just include those at the auditorium.
Well, people have asked about doing it separately. And that's why it's on here.
Well, Boss has wanted to use them before. We've let them take them before.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think if they're willing to do the work to move them, we should probably just let them use them. Pretty heavy to move around. I don't know.
The tables are awful. They are ginormous. We only have like 3 good tables. All the rest are those really heavy old tables that are really hard to move.
Okay, well, I've had people want to take them, tables and chairs, you know, off the premises, you know, like take them for a wedding reception or something like that. That's why I ask, do we want to allow renting tables and chairs separately from the town?
Maybe we should do it with the cleaning deposit apply, just so they feel like they need to keep track of it and take care of it and not charge money.
That's a thought. Elizabeth, do you have your hand up?
The only tables that are in existence any longer for the town are the light plastic tables that are in this closet that Steve and Cheryl donated.
The white one?
The big, heavy ones that were out there, all of them, when Corey and I went through it, were either broken, except for there were 2 that were not completely destroyed, and he took them to the firehouse with your approval.
Yeah, the old ones,
and
yeah.
The old chairs are in the south shed outside, but there are no other tables out there. So those big heavy tables don't exist anymore.
There aren't 1 or 2 in this room.
Oh, there might be in that closet. If there are, I don't know.
I was not helping clean that up.
But those light tables are in here.
Yeah.
And the newer chairs are in here. The mm-hmm. old chairs, the surplus, are in the south shed.
Yeah. Are they any good? Yeah. Are they still good?
Yeah. Oh. They're the ones that get used outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe when people borrow, they use those first and then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm putting it on here as it's free, but the cleaning deposit applies. So they return them.
Actually, that's a good idea to make, because we always wonder, how are we going to get it? How are we going to know if they...
Yeah, we still won't know, but at least they'll think we care.
when we get down to 2 or 3, we'll know it.
Yeah, we know we should have cashed a few checks. And, oops. So whoever, it's musical chairs. Whoever rents the last one, we're definitely keeping that deposit, even if you bring it back.
I don't know if this is where you specify this or if you specify this later, but like you have to be the person. No one will be here to help you load and unload them either. Like Corey will not meet you here to load and unload tables and chairs. You have to figure that out yourself.
Yeah,
someone can let you in the building if that's needed.
Right.
Yeah.
Good call. Okay. Didn't include partial day rentals because it's the same amount of time.
Yep.
But yep, I agree with that. Is everyone good with that?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Town board, planning commission, and board of adjustments get a courtesy rental of 1 day a year free.
Woo-hoo.
Whoa.
Wow. We'll have to have a party.
Yeah. And not invite each other.
Right.
No quorums. Yeah. This is the geekiest joke I've been to tell all week right there.
Yeah. I think the one we need to add here is the clarity on the community events, which would be the Arts Council events, the dance classes, the yoga classes, the pottery workshops are again Arts Council. But those types of community things are free as long as it's a community of it's how do we want to it's a community service and open to the public.
I put up there above, if you scroll up a little bit, Jessica, no fee if the event building is open to the public. Is that not specific enough?
Well, that's for the whole building. Really applies to pavilion and the meeting rates as well. I think just a
Oh right, like
I think we all say that.
Like copy and paste that through under all that.
Yes, there you go. Like that. Is that good, John?
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering. Okay, the things that are not quite fitting in that are things that may ask for a donation.
Yeah,
and
are
totally still not, open to the public.
I'm not sure Andrea's dance classes are quote open to the public.
Yeah.
But it is still a community service. That I think the concept here is
like we'd say is educational or accepts only donation or does yeah.
Or do we put no candles allowed?
That's Michael is we're kind of waiting for this part. Michael's making a contract that you have to sign for the building.
Oh,
so anytime that you want to use the building, you will be given that.
The fire marshal, the deputy state fire marshal, just came to the school and
heard it was awful.
Gave Andrea quite the dressing. And then I had after she finished this whole like stressful experience of a story where he's like basically got everything that makes this building have any character. Uh-huh. Then I said, well, you know what's funny about that is that our community center sat for years without smoke detectors.
That still blows me away.
Yeah, let's worry about the decorations, but not about the detection.
But I can't believe none of us looked up and said, hey, for all that time. Interesting. Okay, how are we doing?
Okay.
About there?
I would recommend that we up the cleaning deposit to 150 because I think Corey said it could take like 4 hours if it's bad.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to make sure we cover the fully burdened labor rate there. Most people shouldn't.
I don't have a problem with 150 cleaning deposit. Anybody else? Sounds good.
All right, this is done. We just need to put it in a different format. So maybe we can put it in that other spreadsheet and like throw it in a separate tab.
Okay.
Be nice to have it all.
So I'll make the motion that we approve the grades as edited by Josh tonight.
Josh will second.
Any other discussion? All right. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the fees. All in favor say aye, all opposed say no.
Gladys aye.
Josh aye.
John aye.
Ray aye.
Judy aye.
And thank you, Gladys, for this effort.
Yeah, good job. Okay. Item number 11, guidance and priorities for the Planning Commission, John.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest that we have a joint town council and planning meeting on March 27th. I think that's the date that Nancy and I both felt would work. There's been some discussion of putting it to April, but the year goes fast. I think we should.
The Planning Commission hasn't discussed that date, but we will next week, so you can make sure that they're all available to you.
Okay. Well, let's put a tentative March 27th. I think, Josh, that you were okay with that?
Yeah.
Good.
I think so.
Okay.
Gladys, March 27th?
It's a Thursday.
Yes.
And 6 or 7.
And it'll be at 6 or 7.
No, I'm asking.
Is that right?
Well, 6 has been our meeting. We're
going to change it.
Daylight is
the same. We'll go at 7. Yep.
Yeah.
So is that okay to say 7?
7 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. So everything will just move to 7.
Okay. Very good. All right. So then at the February meeting, when we made the presentation on the Arts Council, I said, well, this is a good example of the sort of project where we need to have a community input process And the question came back, well, are you talking about the whole, all the capital projects or just the area north of the town hall? And with the consent of the council, I'd like to request that the Planning Commission conduct a community input process to discuss the full range of options and alternatives for the land north of the town hall, or we could say from 300 to 400 north, but it'd be basically this block of land. The goal would be to end up with a brief general plan amendment, identifying a preferred option, which may involve multiple uses and projects, and additionally identifying any constraints on the project and undesired outcomes. We can say, here's what we want the most for the land north of the town hall. Here's what we definitely don't want to have happen. I think what was with the way the pedestrian path committee worked, having some meetings, having a survey was a very good process. And whether the planning commission does that as a whole or sets up a separate subcommittee to do that, an advantage of a separate subcommittee would be to roll into some of the Arts Council people into that process, but I could leave that up to you. Does that provide enough clarity?
You're asking me? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
the timing of it.
Okay. Well, that was the next set. So, and Cheryl didn't get back to me. On one hand,
don't give us a date,
John. Okay. Yeah. We'll leave it that way.
Thank you.
And we'll let the Arts Council representatives lobby for whatever they want. They'll be feeling a sense of urgency, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah, we can let them drive that one.
Yeah. Ask them to volunteer for the committee. Okay. I think at the next, at the joint meeting, we do need to talk about some of the problematic general plan provisions and ordinances. I think, you know, the best thing now is for people between now and then to think about the things that are giving them heartburn, that they think are concern, and identify them. I think 90% of the general plan, I think, is perfect. But there are a couple areas, you know, specifically I've mentioned, and Josh has mentioned, that a great concern about are the 2017 change to the commercial regulations, which in practice probably had almost exactly the opposite effect of what they were trying to accomplish. That's a big vulnerability we have. And probably the biggest thing that I think needs to be changed at the general plan level before we can even fix the ordinances.
Can I say something in response to this?
Yeah, please.
Two thoughts. One, so I don't have a copy of the 2017 plan. So if anybody does, it would be really helpful. Online. The 2021 plan is online if you look, but I don't. So well, someone who has historical stuff, because I can't tell what the change was actually. So if someone has a copy of the plan as it existed in 2017, it'd be helpful. And then it might be helpful to all of you and probably after our meeting next week, since we're going through the 2021 plan, and members of the commission are putting comments in the document to say, oh, this probably needs attention and this needs review, this needs to be updated, to share that with you before we have the joint meeting. So you can see the areas where the PC is thinking there might need to be some attention to the plan.
I may have misspoken. I referred to the last general plan revision, which was not the full revision. It was the one that removed the
2020.
It was 2021.
I said, okay, I misspoke. 2021, not 2017.
Right. But there, what I don't have is what was changed, what existed before. So that I can see what was actually changed between the revision in 2019 with the commercial zone change, right? What was the language previously?
Yeah, and this Nancy gets to exactly what Josh was talking about earlier. One of the biggest problems we're having, which burns up a lot of time for everybody, is we've got a terrible system for archiving documents.
Finding documents, right.
And having them available electronically.
Right. Even a hard copy would be useful.
Yeah, if it's available online, then everyone can find it.
Right.
Whereas now it's, there have been a number of times I've had to call Steve Cox and say, do you have on your computer a document?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So if someone does have that or can point to it, or Jessica, you find a hard copy, I'm happy to come get it. Thank you.
Okay. But we have clarity that the focus for the Arts Council is 300 North to 400 North.
Okay. That's a different thing. And then the joint meeting is on the general plan to talk about
all that and other goals for this year.
Okay. To be described at some point.
You'll hear me say housing and housing.
Right. Well, we know that duplexes are one aspect.
Yeah, that is one step, but yes. Right.
Okay.
John, what are you asking for exactly? So the entire general plan before 2021?
If you have a copy of the 2019 version of the general plan, because I think that's...
Do you have one or am I going to look for one? I just don't want to be looking if you're already looking.
No, I'm not sure.
2019, I think. I was part of the last giant revision. We had all those work groups. Right. And we whittled it down to one small committee. And I was on that. And this is all from 2019 is when that was done.
And it was published as version 4.0, whereas the 2021 is version 4.1.
I do not have it, so.
Great. I will go looking. I just want to go looking if one of you already had it and was also going to look.
I'm just looking through my email because I was on that list.
Well, Josh is looking for that. You know, this ties something to your request about the capital plan. Jessica, is there any reason why we can't make the meeting materials folder readable to the public after the meeting?
Like the Google Drive?
Yeah.
Because we're set up as a business.
Like you can make like public links.
You can link them differently, but he said just to open the folder.
Well, yeah, we could link them to make it public available because if anyone asks for these, they're all public documents. We can't keep them secret. We tried, so why not just make them so that somebody just can click on it and look at it.
I mean, some things are. I mean, very rarely do we have things in the meeting folder that are not available to the public. But yes, I think that's a bigger question. Asking, like, in this moment to just start making them available.
I can't think of anything in the meeting folder that would not be subject to a grammar request. It'd be personnel files are about the only thing, and medical records are about the only thing that would not be. We deal with those in a closed meeting.
And typically, you've linked these documents. There was nothing in the agenda for this meeting. There were no linked documents. And so...
That's something we should look at. It's just, I see Elizabeth saying that's something she can take care of. But yes, I think we should just make those available readily.
Well, that's why we're going to do what we're going to do to help Jess get all this stuff.
And Nancy, you more than adequately covered the rest of my planning comments when you did yours, so they've been covered.
Okay, is that it on that, John? All right. Item number 12, discussion, the Boulder election ordinance and the 2025 election procedures. They're coming up and I can't see going into this right now. John, you made a good comment on letting our attorney take our election ordinance and make sure that it's up to state code so that we don't have this problem again.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I don't see a big deal coming up with the elections.
What I'd like to do just on the record is say that this is the conversation I had with Michael Wynn. Boulder Town Council requests that our attorney, Michael Wynn, review the current Boulder election ordinance provisions and make any necessary recommendations regarding ordinance language changes to fully comply with state election rules. Also, Mr. Wynn is requested to work with the town clerk to ensure that the information provided to the candidates regarding financial disclosures and other campaign procedures is complete and current. And I think the legislature is still diddling with the election law, believe it or not, right at the end of the session. But currently the filing date is June 2nd to June 9th. So if we have to make an ordinance change, we will have to do it basically in April or May.
Yeah. Well, we'll make a note of that.
You can add that to that note to the minutes. We'll just write in. Okay.
All right. Very good.
I mean, I think it would be good to have the election as a standing agenda item that we just touch base on every month, at least for the next few months, and as we move closer, just to make sure nothing falls through the cracks.
What would that include?
Especially, this is a county ran election. So just whatever, so the county is going to give out stuff that it's going to have to work with them. So this is not a town election. The county holds it.
But next month, we're going to have some feedback from Michael, right?
That's, I think, yeah, we'll put that, let's put that on the agenda for next month.
Yeah.
It's really April and May.
Okay.
So, I've talked to him. He knows about this. He's agreed to sit in his court, so.
And what will be really helpful is setting up the calendar with automatic notifications to all the candidates around the financial disclosure stuff, whatever those requirements turn out to be moving forward for this election. So we can set that up in Google Calendar. So whoever is a candidate gets added to calendar notifications, they get automatically emailed that things are due. We can link to the documents they need to fill out and how to turn them in. And we don't need we don't need any human involvement other than setting that up. These are the things that we can automate, right? Like, this is exactly the kind of thing that we're bringing Elizabeth on to help get set up. So we can definitely make sure that what happened last election does not happen again, for sure. It's very, very resolvable. But yeah, we should, I do want to at least have it as an agenda item next month. To specifically discuss the feedback from when and what we need to do.
All right, 13, town restrooms. Jessica and I had after I found out when I actually came into Hills and Halls and was talking to me about it, but I was talking to Jessica about it, and then I called Jamie because I wanted to make sure I followed up with Jamie. But here's the deal. It's true, it would be nice if those restrooms over there were utilized more. And I think we can kind of make that happen. But first, I want to address the fact that they close at 5:00. So if we put the signs up, tell them that there's restrooms up here, the Anasazi closes at 5:00. All that is going to fall down to Gladys's place until she closes. So we should leave it like it is and put the word out. I mean, we all run into people, no matter where we work or what you do, down at Hills and Hollows. I think one of the reasons the park has got hit so bad last off and on is because of Hills and Hollows. I've had to direct them up to the park because, you know, our restrooms have been down. They are now up again. They got them taken care of. But as a town and pegboard, we just put it out there. If you see people that are looking for restrooms, or there's a group of them, we can send them up, say, hey, the Anasazi has got 8 stalls. They've got good restrooms up there. And verbally tell them they can go up there. You know, we all run into people in town. But I don't think it's a good idea. And I understand the idea behind it. I really do. Because I'd like to see not as many people over to the park. But I do not see how we can move the signs, send them to the Anasazi. And Jamie's really good with it. Like she said, she gets, for every head count, they get, you know, more money for the people that they have. But I don't see any other way around it. So unless you guys got a better idea.
What's the history of these signs? Like, they just showed up one day.
No, they didn't. And I want to make sure that's really clear. The business council got together, and as a business council, they were asking the town for support for restrooms. And so there was Hell's Backbone Grill and the Burr Trail Grill were saying that they were overwhelmed with people trying to use their bathrooms. They weren't buying anything. They weren't even doing anything, but there was no bathrooms readily available. And with Hills and Hollows has so many problems with their restrooms. A lot of times they're closed, or they have such a minimal. So Hills and Hollows was asking that we would have the public restroom. So they were like, can you please get signs and put them so that we can direct them to the public park? And so the businesses asked the town to support them in that because they were feeling so overwhelmed with everyone using their restrooms So that's how it actually started. And it's a bigger conversation. That is all UDOT. So to get the signs, you have to ask UDOT. There's a whole plan behind UDOT. UDOT had to get the funding, and then they put them there. So to move them, we then go and ask UDOT to move them. We can't just walk out and move signs that UDOT owns. So it was something. And this wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm like, I can't even think of when the business council asked.
And then UDOT came in and put in, how many signs are there total? There's a lot.
Four. I think there's just four. So there's one at like the cattle guard that says like restrooms in a half a mile. And then there's ones right here saying turn left, and the other way, same thing. Half a mile and then turn right. I think that's the only, right? So there's four.
I mean, I think we can all agree that the level of usage that has occurred at those restrooms is shocking.
Yeah, it is.
Like
it
none of us would have bet money that this meant like 50 people would show up during the, mm-hmm. you know, the apple pressing.
But I really think, you know, even the businesses that they, you know, even just mention if somebody comes in and they could say the Anasazi, you know, the Anasazi Park has, especially if there's a group, because they've got eight restrooms, eight stalls up there, four and four.
I feel, and this is just my own personal, I feel like if you were to do anything, it would just be to remove the signs, not to move the signs somewhere else, like or, pointing them in a direction. Because like we said, the Anasazi isn't open all the time. And then that like moves them.
Yeah, like make, like takes half the signs down.
Yeah.
And then just you get half as many people.
No, yeah. You know, okay, I'm going to make a strong statement here because I travel a lot. And things like restrooms are how you make a town look friendly. And we are a town that gets 80% of our revenue from sales tax, transient room tax, resort tax. We want tourists to come here and spend their money because that's what creates our local jobs. So I think we want to keep the town being friendly. I think one thing we can do, people search online, and you know, Google Maps depends on people posting updates. So maybe just do a few little things like making sure that the Anasazi State Park has a restroom symbol on Google Maps may be one of the easiest things we could do. And I will follow up on that and come back with any specific suggestion that's needed. But I think we want the town to look friendly to tourists who come through and encourage them to come back.
Oh, and I meant to tell you, Jamie is going to a meeting at Bryce and with the for tourism. And she said that she will mention to them, because they're always telling the bus drivers where they can go for the restrooms and stuff. And she said she really thinks that will make a big difference for buses, anything really big, mainly buses, you know. We've only had, to my knowledge, now I'm down to one day, but we don't get as many buses in as we did before at Hills and Hulls. But anytime a bus comes in, it's a derriere.
Well, that's
there's been two and they're lined up. So from now on, I'm going to advise them. And then Jamie says that they charge a fee for the buses, but the bus people are usually really good about that. So I don't, you know.
I guess my concern around this is, what is the design of that septic system? Because it's not a building.
No, I know.
So that was just done recently, right? Like there's documents of that somewhere. We should find out what the design capacity of that septic system is, because we can be friendly to the point that we need a new septic system. And then I don't care if tourists crap here.
Then we should put bathrooms where the dumpsters are, so it gets them away from the park that the children play at, because it's our only park in the entire town. Just stating.
Yeah, or just get rid of the signs, you know, or just get rid of the signs and point them all at Anasazi. And then, you know, I mean, there, you know, it is also like you can just stop anywhere on the side of the road and pee here. I do it all the time. Like,
but a lot of people won't.
Welcome to Boulder.
But I mean, word of mouth is good too. We can get word of mouth.
I see it a lot. All
right. Well, as of right now,
who would know the design? Who would have the documents?
It'd be Southwest Health.
Oh, Southwest Health.
I think just to call to them.
in an official capacity, they would send you that.
Ray, will you take that on? Yeah, I can check this out. Probably fairly handy with him after the last few years.
Yeah, I mean,
first name basis.
Yeah, I mean, so the septic permit issued to the town should be on file, and that would give a gallons per day design.
We could get a copy of the permit with all the info.
But whatever it is, if it's not adequate, it's not adequate. I just know that anything over like 3,000 gallons a day, you have to go to a pressurized system, which is a whole new design and expense. And I mean, it's a kind of a big deal at that point. So really, I mean, it'd be my opinion that we try to stay under that threshold. Otherwise, this involves pumps and tanks
and that also involves the flush capacity of the toilet.
Well, yeah, but most
that would be an insane amount of flushing.
Yeah, yeah, toilets are 1.5 gallons. So you're talking 2,500 flushes a day.
No. Yeah, we're probably not anywhere near that. But if it depends on the leach field size, right? The tank's probably your standard 1,000-gallon tank. But then the leach field, I don't know how they would design the leach field for that. But if we're exceeding the design criteria, that's a problem. That is a problem that we need to deal with. We can't consistently do that.
This is a little separate, but I do think I want to just remind everyone as we come into summer too, if we have this conversation was our water bill seemed to go up drastically also in the summer, and there was so many people filling up water.
Yep.
So I mean, all the things that like are kind of small, but they do add up at the end of the day. So the cost of, you know, how much Corey has to clean them, people filling up their 5 to 10 gallon, you know, tanks of water. I was amazed at how many people I was seeing fill up their huge amounts of water. And maybe we're okay with that, but it is a real cost that we need to associate with just the bathrooms being open, what that cost actually looks like.
Can we legally take the signs down like that?
Think you can just call UDOT and say we don't want them up and they'll come.
That might be the thing to do right now.
I'll tell you, I'd be opposed. We want to be friendly to tourists.
Well, we can be friendly, but until we can, I mean, if our septic is going to be over capacity, that's not something that you can take care of in a heart cleaning quickly.
Let's find out what it's sized for. That would be the legitimate.
Yeah, we'll get some information.
All right.
The other thing that, I mean, we should probably put up a no camping sign there.
Mm-hmm.
That would for sure be really appropriate. Because people are definitely doing. What's that?
You send them up to me.
There you go.
But Jamie just got one, right? For up there at the museum.
We approved her putting one up, yes.
Yeah, she was going to get it.
She was going to buy the sign. And haven't seen it go up yet, but it's in her court.
Maybe we can have her order two. Or, you know, I don't know. We need to get a sign.
Is she having a problem on our road up there? Are people camping out on our road?
Up Fifth North.
Yeah.
It's not even people in tents. It's like just campers and camper vans, and it's the same as what's happening at the pavilion.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not like people camping on the lawn. It needs to even be like before the driveway because they
are should
camping
be at the
in
entrance.
The driveway.
It should be at the entrance when you pull in across the cattle guard. It should be there.
Because, you know, like out here we have one, but it's like, don't camp on the grass. Yeah, well, we also don't want you parking your van and staying overnight in the parking lot.
Which is odd because if you're going to spend the night in your van, why do it in the parking lot? I mean, why not go out someplace private and scenic or whatever?
I know it makes sense in the city, not here.
Yeah, because there's a bathroom. That's right, because there's a nice bathroom there.
That Corey keeps really clean.
Yeah, he does.
Pretty soon they're going to place
cool. Okay, so you have a plan on checking on the septic, and then I guess you'll address it later.
Can you talk to Jamie about getting another... Who's talking to Jamie recently?
I talked to her.
Can you ask her about getting it or where she got her no camping sign, or if she could get two or whatever?
Yeah, okay.
You want me to?
Yeah, you give her a call.
Okay.
All right. We good with that? Let's move along with item 14, staff up and coming work and priorities.
Okay. A bunch of this stuff we're going to deal with separately. with Elizabeth, but the main thing pending was the subdivisions group email list for the applications. Did you get that implemented?
Say that again.
Subdivisions at, that's in our subdivision or subdivisions at boulder.utah.gov. I don't know. I just said, I don't remember
you
what
did,
we have.
And I apologize. Form. No, I did not. But I also need to make sure, I have to go through that process because I did test them the other day, like you were saying, and they don't work.
Yeah, we have some weird permissions mm-hmm. issues.
Like, you know, I've created town council at, planning commission at, and they do not let anyone outside of the business. So we just need to change some permissions, but I didn't realize that was happening for
that's
all
from
of
there.
Them.
Okay, Elizabeth can help with this. Okay. Yeah, that's been a, and then it, for some reason, it like changed too.
So you have an email address with
group. Yeah, it's not. It's
I
not a user.
Someone to find out exactly what you're.
So yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it's. It
can
is.
I, yeah. Can I ask that email address? Planning Commission at boulder.utah.
Yeah.
We can't get email. We won't get email.
So like when you, if you're within the business, that's what I'm calling it, the Boulder Town business. So like if you, Nancy, you yours will, but anyone outside of it, like so, if Elizabeth writes it, no, we are not getting them
because
right now.
We that's what we put in the pegboard to solicit input on RSTR.
Yeah.
Planning Commission at Boulder, and so what you're saying is anyone puts a comment in, we won't get
it.
Yeah, but they
it.
Also
right,
it also
getting,
tells them.
Tell
I mean, it's not that it's like that
so
they
we'll
just
put out another pegboard.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But when I emailed
or hopefully
proposal,
we can.
I used the website and sent it.
Yeah.
And it immediately told me that that wasn't, that I've used it before and it didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's changed and it's like you haven't gone back.
Because it's weird.
In.
You usually get to do it like there's a local administration where you're like, let people outside and it's still not letting us. So we have to figure out something else to, and hopefully Nancy, it'll be fixed ASAP. But in case it's not, yeah, you could
okay.
send out like one of yours.
Like,
yeah.
Let me know that in the next
okay.
couple of days.
Yeah.
Okay. That we just need to get that group email going at some point.
Okay. Yeah.
All the other stuff we've kind of hit on and we'll hit on soon.
Did you include that in any documents? Like, does it matter if it's subdivision at or subdivisions?
It's on the form. It's on the prelim form. So
okay.
yes, it does matter. It's on that form.
But you don't remember right the second
no.
which one. Okay.
Look up it, what it's on the form. But
okay.
yeah. Yeah, let's see. Reach out to Escalante about their landfill providers for closure estimate in metal.
Yeah.
Get together with me regarding automating the minutes. So send me a full transcript from otter.ai and I will upload that in the ChatGPT and then I'll upload our agenda and I will ask it to summarize our meeting per agenda item and see how it does.
Okay.
Will
you also otter payment? I mean, I'm
oh,
writing
yeah.
this
what?
Down, but will you put that as a, and I'll look into it.
Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just while we're
that
talking about
water
right now.
There, yes. Okay, so we got our payment issue. Okay, that's, I think that's all I've got for now. We will quickly have some meetings that we need to set up with Elizabeth, but you're out next week, all next week, correct? So that will then be looking, towards the week
17th.
The week of the 17th. So I guess it would need to be, well, we might be able to meet remotely too. Okay. So let's just plan tentatively on us meeting the week of the 17th early or whenever you get back. I don't know. I guess Jessica, you can either attend remotely or if you happen to be over here or whatever.
That's I don't want to answer now until
yeah,
I know
no.
what the weather is. But yes, I'm
yeah,
always
right.
available.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, I'm like I'm
no,
always available
yeah.
via Zoom.
Yeah, and it's fine. I mean
just during the week.
We just need to sit down and start the scope of work. It might be good to have Aaron in that meeting too.
Okay.
At least to start brainstorming. And we have some preliminary kind of document I started even before I got sworn in, sat down and I developed a whole list of stuff. I'll have to dig that up. see if it's aged well or not. Okay, yeah. That's all I got there. Still need to implement online payments. But that's the, again, this is all being tied into this stuff. Okay. And that's really all I have. Does anyone have anything for Corey coming up? It's warming up. I'm just throwing it out there. If there's any specific requests.
One that keeps coming up is brush hogging along the town roads.
As well?
Brush cutting. We always get the complaint, the Bertrail Corner being a perennial complaint, but then also just the fire hazards along the town road. So.
Well.
Does the town have equipment for that, or do they contract that out, or how do we address that?
Why is everyone looking at me?
Well, in the past, I think the county has done most of to help us out that way. But since the tree deal happened, they don't jump on the bandwagon so quick. They're a little leery. But I'm sure that, I don't know, we could talk to Dave Dodds and see what he says. Anyway, that it?
Yeah.
Eventually, I'd like to see Corey work on this as we come into the building, that area with the rocks all around it, that needs to be redone. So, and I think the water and everything on that little thing has, but it's kind of shaggy looking. By the,
I think he figured out the water. That was part of the problem. Everything died because the water issues we have, but I think he solved that.
Did he?
Someone needs to double check with him though.
Okay.
It's not worth replanting.
But it would be nice if that was just redone, because it's the first thing you see when you walk in, you know. So anyway, all right, if that's it for up and coming priorities, item number 15, approval of February checks. If there are no objections, we will approve that with unanimous consent. So moved. Number 16, that's me, mayor's comments. So as of tonight, I am giving my letter of resignation because of family medical problems. And most people pretty well know what's going on, but I just can't do it all. It's just overwhelming. So I really wanted to finish through December. A couple of months ago, I even thought about it, but I worked through two more months, so I'm just not going to be able to do it. And I really appreciate you guys. You have been so supportive. I really appreciate it. It's hard. I hate not finishing something that I started. That's been the hardest thing. And I'm probably harder on myself than anybody else is, because like you guys, you know, you want to get done what you've begun. And this is a big job to do that. So I just want to thank you. And the Planning Commission has done an amazing job. And you guys have. And, you know, government is, it has its ups and downs. I've enjoyed learning so much through this job. I mean, I'll be the first to admit it has been a pain in the derriere at times. And you think, oh my gosh, will this ever go away? But my new saying was, and this too shall pass. So it works. But in the long run, I am so glad that I did it. I wish I could have finished, but I can't. But I want to thank you. And I am here if anybody needs anything. But you guys have been amazing. And so, I mean, Erin, she's done an amazing job, and the clerks. I don't know. I'd be lost without Jess. So take care of Jessica. I'm telling you, you all know how important that job is. And the up and coming, whoever fills this position, I'll be glad to meet with. If they need any help, whatever you need, okay? I don't really see anything happening right now. The biggest thing right now is mayor meetings on Tuesdays and following through with just when different people text in emails, and I will send those on. I'll send those emails on that I get, like Steve did with me. So mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you. So tonight at midnight, that's my deadline. And I'll sign the letter. It's in Jessica's office. I told her I'd sign it when I left. So.
Are you going to stay up till midnight?
No. And if I get any if I get any phone calls, I'll go.
I'll wait on that one.
Anyway. Well, thank you. So.
Thank you. And as staff, the other two were not here tonight, but we all wanted to make sure that you know, thank you for all your support for us as the staff. Thank you for all your service. You've been amazing to work with, and we really just thank you so much, Judy, for all your time and effort.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's move on before I start crying. Because I said I wasn't. I've been practicing. All right. Then number 17, John. I asked John if he'd take this on since he is the mayor pro tem. He will explain this because he will be in my position till they fill it. So.
All right. Well, and again, thank you for all you've done. But taking care of your health, taking care of your family members, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it has to be number
and
one.
Same thank thing. You. Thank you, Gladys, for being a trooper and sticking, you know, being available to us. Again, taking care of your health is important. Okay, so the town now has to fill the vacancy within 30 days. And fortunately, our next meeting is in 28 days, so we do not have to have a special meeting. We must post public notice of the vacancy at least 14 days before filling the vacancy. And I talked to Jessica. She has a draft of the posting available. We'll get that out as soon as possible. It's better to be a week early than a day late. So at the next regular town council meeting, we will interview the candidates in an open meeting and have open discussion to fill the vacancy. And that person will fill the unexpired term of Judy's office, which will then go to December. I did post for reference, if anyone wants, the state code provisions regarding filling municipal vacancies, and then the part, we are a five-member council form of government, because some of the terms in the filling vacancies refers to other forms of government. So that's there if anyone wants to look at it. So I wish you'd made your resignation at our April meeting, but since you did it as of midnight tonight, that means that as mayor pro tem, temporary, I will have the responsibility for the next month. So if anything comes up that would require mayor's action, it should be directed to me. We'll try to keep the ship running smoothly and not rock the apple cart and other mixed metaphors, but we'll try to keep things going as you've had them set up. So any questions on that?
Yes, Gladys has some questions. Okay, so we will interview the candidates who are interested. How do we determine who we appoint? Secret ballot, open ballot? How do we do it? I assume this.
I think by state law it has to be open. We could take I think we have to take an open ballot. Yes.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it just says vote here in the law.
Yeah. Yep. You interview and then literally vote in the meeting.
And then if there's a tie, it's a coin toss.
Oh yeah, that's how
Judy got on.
Yeah,
I was there.
Town council. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how she got on the town council.
Yeah. Other questions?
So this needs to be like probably the first agenda item in the next meeting, and then whoever is appointed will then become part of the council effective right. from then on out.
Yes.
And then we swear them in. So it'll be the vote and then the swearing in of the winner. And then they assume the mayoral role for the remainder. That's going to be funny.
Will you chair that meeting or will they?
I will chair it up to the point where that person's been appointed.
Oh, okay. Mm. So they will run a meeting the second that they get, I mean.
They could ask me to run the rest of the meeting, set the agenda and all that, but it would be, at that point, okay. they would be the mayor, that be yeah. their discretion.
Okay.
Yeah, they could choose not to.
Point. Yeah, that's right. They can ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Spoofy.
All right.
So that means that the two things I have for next month's meeting would be the selection of the replacement mayor and a report from Wynn on our election code.
Are we now down to 18 up and coming?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Those are...
Anything else? Oh, you said something about what did you guys take care of the November? You said something about the November minutes.
It was the December. They were in the 24 folder.
Okay.
I just was concerned. I had read them, but I couldn't find them online.
Oh, okay.
And then I had forgotten they were in last year's folder.
Okay.
I think that we should have the Pelora CPA update.
Yeah.
Right. We will plan to have that happen before.
Yes.
The next meeting, so then there should be an update of that.
Okay. So report on the CPA meeting.
Yeah.
Maybe let's talk about the restroom some more. Ray could get that info by next month as the season gets going. And
you should have planning commission bylaws.
Okay.
Which I don't have to have a public hearing for.
That's right.
Anything else?
A website?
Yeah, I was going to say we should have something, even if it's under the upcoming work, just to remind ourselves to have something on website process.
It's called Website Administrative Procedures Progress Report.
And or priorities. Website process scope of work and or priorities. We can at least report on something there.
And then any of your items from this month, if you decide.
Yeah, right. I have a whole list of backlog items. Yes. Yeah, well, you've at least put those on the tentative one for next month,
yep.
So I'm at least reminded that I need to
yep.
do that. So the minutes for this month now, Lacey's designation from deputy is effective immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming. Okay. So yep. then now, you are responsible for the minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see that lovely smile.
I
mean, it's
I
your favoritist.
Minutes.
It's your favoritist.
Well, it's my favoritist. And I mean, I did have Lacey for 20 to 25 hours a month. And so I now will be really prioritizing my time,
yes.
which is a fun task to figure out.
So share the transcript with me. Let me play around with it.
Yeah, I'm actually just gonna give you the login to moderate.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Yeah,
that was my plan.
Perfect. Yeah, and I'll see if I can't get something usable.
Okay.
We've got a lot of work. Okay, yeah, I think that's it. I'm gonna throw a burn ban on there.
See how it is.
Just see, yeah, we can play by ear. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's plenty big.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Especially bringing in a new mayor. It's plenty.
Yeah, right. There's that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any comments? Anything else? All right, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
about it.